This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we are talking about some roads.
We are.
Specifically, the solar-powered one that wound up costing about 5 million euro in this town of 3,400 people. And the solar-powered portion of the road is 1 kilometer.
Or 0.6 miles. Just not a lot of road, but...
Not a lot of road at all. And looking at this, I'm not sure if these are actually lanes for cars or if there's a white stripe down the middle of this lane. I cannot really tell exactly what this is.
Yeah, it looks like it's one lane of the road. You know?
It's either one lane of the road or...
And they've got a stripe down the middle of it, so
yeah.
That's got to be confusing, like on a foggy night or heavy snow or rain. But it is what it is, and hey, government is going to do what it's going to do.
And it's supposed to wind up generating electricity to cover the streetlights.
The streetlights. Ecology czar over there in France...
Ségolène Royale,
which says she would like to see solar panels installed on one in every 1,000 kilometers of French highway. France has a total of 1 million kilometers of roads, but panels laid on flat surfaces have been found to be less efficient than those installed on sloping areas such as roofs.
Yeah, every no solar kidding. Panel that I have ever seen anywhere ever... Except for photos of, you know, people in Europe putting them on roads and sidewalks.
Yeah.
They've always been sloped.
That a solar panel is going to gain its most efficiency when it is perpendicular to the direction of sunlight. That the most rays from the sun can strike the photovoltaic reactor, and that's what generates electricity. So this is... It's
and
completely insane.
A lot of times, if it's something that's, you know, not affixed to a house, there's some kind of motorized mechanism to where it can be turned
sure.
to make sure that it is always facing the sun.
Yep. Particularly in higher latitudes. So France isn't that low or higher. It's very, very much in the middle, but we're a little bit further north. And, yeah, we would benefit if I were to do solar at home. It would be good to have a movable structure because the angle is very different in winter than it is in summer.
Yeah, and again, this is not necessarily a bastion of sunshine. The area in Normandy gets only about 44 quote-unquote strong days of sunshine per year compared with 170 such days in, say, Marseille.
Yeah, it's crazy. Critics say it's not a cost-effective use of public money.
You don't say.
Mark Jedliska, Vice President of Network for Energetic Transition, CLER, told Le Monde, it's without doubt a technical advance, but in order to develop renewables, there are other priorities that a gadget of which we are more certain that it's very expensive than the fact it works. So he's sort of saying, cool idea, but is
just
it worth
because,
the money?
Just because you pay a lot of money for it doesn't mean it's a good investment, especially when it doesn't wind up producing what it should.
And if it's not efficient, then it's just silliness. Jean-Louis Ball, president of Renewable Energy Union, SER, said, we have to look at the cost, the production of electricity, and its lifespan. for now, I don't have the answers.
I have the answer.
I don't get it. Like, why would they go ahead and build, like, the whole project instead of doing just, like, a fraction of the road at a fraction of the cost first to make sure that it worked?
Well, this is the test. The test is 1 kilometer of road in the village of Tourvaux-au-Perche. And if that winds up working, then they'll wind up putting more solar panels throughout France.
I disagree with you. I disagree strongly.
I didn't know you guys spoke French.
We are speaking with French accents because this is a French story. I say that the French will go ahead and install 1 kilometer in every 1,000 kilometers, whether this works or not, because the government wants to prove that it works, whether it works or not. That's the logic.
Right, but again, you know, like, this is, quote-unquote, the test.
It doesn't matter. I'll tell you what, a really interesting place to visit, if you guys ever happen to get down to the D.C. area, is to walk around outside of the Department of Energy, which by every other measure is one of the ugliest buildings on the planet. It is the epitome of, like, Soviet-style concrete block construction. But you will see solar panels, you will see crazy fluorescent tubing they use for lights here and there, and all these wacky things that, if you just look at the projects that are attached to this building, you can sit there and go, yeah, government contract, probably $2 million for that light bulb over there and $12 million over there. It's insanity. So, like I said,
I have a question, though. Like, let's say somebody were to, at home, make their own, you know, solar panel or wind turbine. Are there, like, regulations to where if you were to just build your own solar panel and be self-sufficient, you have to
regulate? Yes and no. It depends on where you live.
Is there, like, permitting?
That's the big thing.
It depends on where you live. And there are some places to where the power companies are required by state law to purchase excess energy generated by anybody that has solar panels or wind generators. And then there are other states to where they're not, and none of the power companies are, you know, chomping at the bit to wind up buying excess electricity from people.
Okay, so...
And this is, even in America, this is an extremely subsidized. So let's just say, and we have a cool thing in my small town, in that if you do add solar panels to your home, the town voted a couple years ago not to increase the assessed value of your home because you installed solar panels, or you installed wind, or you did an outdoor boiler for your wood, or whatever it happened to be. Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was younger, much younger, when, you know, wind and solar were first really being talked about as, you know, legitimate alternatives, the sort of selling point was, you will no longer be attached to the grid. You'll be, you know, completely separated. So if the power goes out, you know, at your next door neighbor's house, you'll still have electricity, and you'll wind up never having a utility bill ever again. But what they're doing now, the companies that sell the solar panels, they're not actually selling you the panel. They're leasing the panel from you in some kind of weird way to where, like, you're
using,
still,
like, your roof, basically,
people are paying.
We'll put one on for free.
But what, Daryl, you're referring to is the Elon Musk school of how to practice crony capitalism, and that's what his company, Solar City, does. And that's what it's all about. It's about...
We give you the panel, and then you pay us a small amount every month, and then we'd sell the power back to you and something.
And Elon Musk gets subsidized from the government to be able to produce the panels at a rate that's affordable.
Right.
And then you, the consumer, get all these tax credits, which they take
but you only apply towards. You only get the tax credits if you are still connected to the grid.
That's called grid tied.
If you purchase the solar panels outright.
Right.
Or the wind generators outright, and you are not connected to the grid, you get none of the tax breaks.
Yeah.
That's what I've been told.
So this is government using the carrot and the stick, in this case the carrot, the tax break, to encourage you to do things the way they want you to.
Here's the carrot. Eat it, or we beat you with the stick.
Yeah, and that's how it goes. The two ways you can connect solar are going to be grid-tied or standalone, off the grid. And I find off the grid much more appealing than I'm not connected to the power company at all. I don't have to pay them. I don't have to pay their power tax, the power taxes that are attached to it.
See, I'd like a local company. I'd be okay with that. If they sent someone out to fix it, then I'm good.
We'll be back with more on this and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but you've not been able to put the idea into action? Well, you're in luck, because HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you will get 50% off their regular prices. You heard that right, 50% off. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got not over 24-hour coverage, but they have 24/7 over-the-phone coverage or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of 50% off just for Free Talk Live listeners, go to HostGator.com/FTL, and that's 50% off for the duration of the initial purchase. So if you buy, say, 3 years of hosting, you get that at half price. When it comes up for renewal, you don't get the discount, and you're not required to renew for the same length of time that you initially purchased. So if you buy for 3 years, at the end of that 3 years, you don't have to renew for 3 years. You could renew for 1 year if you wanted, but you only get that discount at the initial purchase. Again, 50% off. Visit HostGator.com/FTL. And Heather, you've got a story. We've been talking kind of about government corruption and wasting money. You've actually got a story out of Miami Beach about, well, they've kind of misplaced some money down there.
Yeah, about $3.6 million.
Oh, is that all?
No, yeah.
You know, $3.6 million here,
that
$3.6
might pay for
million
one of those
there.
Lot roads or something.
Sooner or later, we're talking about real money.
Mm-hmm. I think it's about a quarter mile.
3.6.
Quarter mile of Masola Road.
One panel.
Jeez.
Masola Roads.
So anyway, so this story about $3.6 million. It comes from the Miami Herald. It went missing from one of Miami Beach's bank accounts, leaving administrators and law enforcement agencies scrambling to figure out how it happened, who did it, and why no one noticed it earlier.
I'll tell you why no one noticed it earlier, because it was government officials, and they're not necessarily known for, you know, being necessarily on top of things.
Well, in a letter sent Wednesday to the city commission, city manager Jimmy Morales said he learned earlier this week that someone had accessed bank information for one of the city's accounts and illegally set up automatic transfers to other banks. The money moved the way one would set up automatic payments out of a personal bank account to pay monthly bills.
So is it like, you know, just supposed to be fractions of a penny, like in Office Space?
That is just
See, I don't know how it's not trackable, how they don't know who did it.
I'll wager they haven't had an audit yet this year, or auditors never caught it. That's the thing. I mean, cities...
It's very possible that this money has been, you know, slowly leaking out of their bank accounts for longer than just this year.
It could be. It would surprise me, because I've lived in the corporate world, number one, and now in the public sector as an elected official. I mean, you get auditors in at least once a year that are all going to go through all this stuff, but maybe it was set up in such a way that it just wasn't obvious, apparent. Maybe a lot of money flows in and out of this account.
Right, and,
you know, it just gets kind of lost.
You know,
if
somebody winds up sending something that looks like a legitimate invoice.
Right, pay it. Yeah.
Just pay it, and, you know, you just glance very quickly at something.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, so, you know,
water bill.
Blah, 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 blah. X amount of money, yep, we're paying all our bills, and then somebody looks closer. Wait a second.
Yeah.
What's this line here in the budget? $3.6 million for...
Daryl W. Perry's Water Company? What?
Well, it wasn't just one payment. So it says over an unspecified period of time, dozens of transfer transfers from the Beach's SunTrust account amounting to $3.6 million taxpayer money flowed out of the city's coffers and should have been noticed by the finance department. This
right,
is shocking, said Commissioner Kristen Rosen Gonzalez. I am waiting for an explanation.
The explanation is somebody done did F up.
By not catching it, and somebody right. was clever enough to get $3.6 billion out.
Right,
they have all the faith in government that I do.
Right, and I've actually heard people, you know, make the suggestion of, hey, I wonder if I could make up a fake invoice and send it to the city government for, you know, like, I'm producing oxygen for you.
Right.
Or, you know, like, actually, you're producing carbon dioxide by exhaling, and then the trees turn that into oxygen. But if you, you know, wind up making up an invoice that looks legit of I'm feeding your plants, how long would it take them to wind up catching that?
Well, for me with this story, though, is, right, like, let's say I got a job at a bank and I accidentally misplaced $3.6 million. What do you think would happen to me?
Yeah.
Do you think I'd still have a job? But when the government misplaces $3.6 million in tax money, as we'll see when I read further into the article, you know, you always get one or two people that resign because they were in a position where they hypothetically should have noticed,
right.
which isn't necessarily criminal liability. It's just accountability, I guess.
Who was the guy that wound up losing billions of dollars in the stock market and wound up getting a pay raise from one of the big mega banks? I'm thinking Jamie Dimon, but I don't know if that's the right name.
Well, there have been a lot of bad CEOs that have just trashed their mm-hmm. companies and then walked with hundreds of millions.
This guy was like, you know, the investment advisor, and he got a pay raise. You know, here's your golden parachute, leave the company. It was, oh, you did such a wonderful job losing billions of dollars. Here's a pay raise.
Now, are you saying that they would pay people to resign almost to, like,
sometimes.
Keep the public happy?
That happens a lot of times. We'll continue this, but to the phones, we've got Robert calling in from Nevada. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello, everyone. I
Hi.
Was listening to the last segment, and I did a little research, and I typed in solar roadway, and it looks like the actual first solar roadway segment that was put in, that was installed, was in the Netherlands in 2014, and it
yes.
was a...
Yes, we mentioned that. That was the
oh,
bike
sorry.
Path, not an actual road that cars could drive on. The thing being built in France, or that was built
right.
in France... is actually something that cars can drive over top of.
Oh, okay. I missed that part. But yeah, I was looking at. I looked into a little bit further, and I saw that there was a follow up 6 months later, and they're saying that that 70 meter test path is generating 3,000 kilowatts per hour.
Kilowatt hours.
Hold your thought, Robert.
We'll bring it back.
We'll bring you back. We'll be back in moments. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll get back into the story about the city of Miami Beach having lost $3.6 million over some undisclosed period of time because somebody set up an auto-deduct. And again, I'm convinced that
I love the way that was put.
I'm convinced that either somebody sent in a very legitimate looking bill and the payment department didn't catch it, or somebody in the payment department was like, I can wind up making some money here by auto-deducting and nobody will ever catch it.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Just auto-pay this bill every month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And James Cleveland, who has, I think, been on the show several times, he used to work as an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that he would notice different times to where somebody would wind up sending in two copies of a bill. And one person was like, yep, here's the bill, because they weren't necessarily back-to-back when they were going through, putting them in the system. And he was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
we've got two payments to this company for the exact same amount. That doesn't seem right.
And they haven't called us back, letting us know of our error.
Yeah, well, he would catch it before it actually went out.
Right. But yeah, two copies of the same bill go to two separate people in accounts payable, and voila, double yeah. your money.
So I could see this, you know, very easily happening. And yeah, is it something to worry about, $3.6 million of taxpayer money being lost? Heck yeah, it's something to worry about. Yeah.
Well, the city manager...
We'll get back into it, but let's go back to the phones.
Oh, yeah, our little buddy there is still on
yep,
the phone.
Got Robert still on from Nevada. Robert, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Hello, I'm still here. Don't forget about me. No.
Yeah.
Hi, Robert.
Hi.
Hello. I mean, the whole reason why I called up was because I thought, hey, wait a minute, did they know about the one in the Netherlands? And I just wanted to bring that up. And,
yep. We had mentioned that at the beginning of the story. However, did not mention it once we continued with the story.
All right. Well, basically, it says that they're saying it's working better than that they thought it would. And it's making, let's see here. It says they're making enough electricity to power a small household for a year.
Right, and what we read was that they're generating about 3,000 kilowatts per hour, where they should be able to get 52,000 kilowatts per hour for the same amount of money.
Right. So, yeah, it's underperforming. Yeah, I mean, if you were just to go out and buy it, it's
buy electricity.
Buy electricity as opposed to try to generate it would cost you... less, hundreds of times less than it would the way they did it.
And sounds kind of like the ethanol thing. It's taking more energy to produce it than it is to actually create.
Exactly.
Right.
For
and
making
then
a penny.
There's all of the government subsidies to where, you know, for every dollar of profit that is generated through, you know, by selling ethanol, there's like $30 of government subsidy being put in to generating that $1 of profit.
Oh, yeah.
Robert, thanks for the call. Let's go to the Skype, where we've got Richard calling in. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Evening, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Doing well.
Good.
What's on
you?
Your mind?
Well, I've been listening to the program since you started tonight, and the solar boondoggle thing. I mean,
yes.
You guys have been involved with government to the point. I like you, Daryl. I know you've been a lobbyist or you're in that effort.
Yes.
So. You know how these games are played. This is a patting on the back of some guy that runs a solar factory or something like that. There's some good buddy things going on because, and another thing is they don't care about wasting money.
Right.
So it's not really a mystery why these things happen. We see it all the time in government.
Right. They're paying large amounts of money for public relations.
Well, that's one side of it, but there's also the French version of Elon Musk over there who's making millions off of this.
Right.
Well, you can pretty much follow it, too. If you go and look at any, like, politicians' campaign contributions and the records, you can... Sure. I know when I ran for office in 2014, I was getting questionnaires asking, you know, did I accept any money from, like, you know, Entergy or the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, because we had the power plant. And
right.
So the same thing with, like, the solar companies and stuff like that. There.
The one thing about this that kind of bothers me, and this is something that I see happening all the time in talk radio... in the Liberty circles, is that it's kind of like flailing at the trees. If you want to cut the tree down, you don't fail at the leaves. You cut it at the roots. And there's so many things that people talk about that are on the surface that really don't get to the underlying root causes of what's going on. I mean, there's just so many things like that. And this is just another example of it. I mean, we know that it's a lot of fascism involved. And that's really what the underlying cause is,
sure.
is the way that the system is designed.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what's the solution? I mean, why?
Get rid of government.
Thank you. That's the answer. And sometimes I think we do dance around that on the show because we have a lot of listeners. I mean, you know, 170 plus radio stations coast to coast. And
right. And because not everybody's come to that conclusion yet. And because we're broadcast radio, which operates a lot differently than, say, a podcast, to where most people that listen to a podcast will listen to the entire episode. People that listen to broadcast radio are listening for short periods of time. 10, 15 minutes,
right.
30 minutes. If you're lucky, if somebody's got a really long commute to work or home from work,
right.
You might get them for an hour. But most of the time, you've got people for between 10 to 15 minutes. So it's really difficult to delve very deeply into, so this is happening, and let's jump all the way to the middle of the rabbit hole.
We like to just shed light on some issues and let people, take the bait and then do the research and figure it out for themselves.
And hopefully tune in again.
Now, with regard to the trolley experiment dilemma that you posed, I've heard that before, and it's there's really no right answer to it, and you may have to make a decision, and you've got 2 seconds to do it. Everybody's at some point is going to make a mistake when they're in that predicament.
Right.
We see that kind of situation all the time as well. So there's really no right answer to it. It's kind of an interesting thought experiment from
time
to
time. Yeah, who would I save, Chris or Daryl?
Heather, who do you save, Chris or Daryl?
Yeah, this is a good experiment.
Well, I like Daryl's shirt.
1001, 1002. She made no choice.
The caller that was calling in about the that was saying that he would do it based on the value that the choice A or choice B would provide. Obviously, you address that well by saying you don't have time to do that.
Right.
But it's just
can I get a quick resume from you guys before I pull the lever?
All right, last thing I'll let you go is I just finished watching Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, and that was such a great watch.
Excellent.
I just love that. Congratulations for all you guys that participated in that and pushed back in the way you do. If I was younger, in fact, when I was younger, I did some of that, but I'm much older now, and I don't really have the option in my health, et cetera. So at any rate, I just want to thank you for putting that together, and I hope to meet all of you when I go down to Acapulco soon.
Excellent. Well, you won't meet me because I'm staying back here in the studio to make sure that things don't wind up going where they shouldn't. Richard, thanks for the call. And he did mention Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Former co-host Derek J. Freeman, who will be at Anarchapulco, was arrested, I believe, 5 or 6 times in about a year, faced a bunch of charges, and several years, somewhere close to a decade in jail, all for civil disobedience, nonviolent offenses, wound up taking a plea, getting 540 days, most of that suspended, but it was all documented. Yeah. And you can watch that documentary online for free at victimlesscrimespree.com. We'll be back with more and your thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. More on the $3.6 million missing in Miami. This is Free Talk Live.
Thanks for calling Soma Biotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking Soma Biotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take Soma Biotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of Soma Biotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using that computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you worked too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Jazzy, the studio dog, making some noise. Generally, she is so good and doesn't do that. But, yeah, we'll get back into the story about Miami here in just a moment. But most of the wardrobe worn by people on Free Talk Live. And if you're watching the webcam, you can actually see my T-shirt. Right now, it's the I'm Already Against the Next War shirt. Because, you know, we generally wear stuff that is liberty-oriented. It's comfortable, easy to manage, and you can spread the ideas of liberty by doing something that you're going to do anyway, right? Wear a T-shirt. We have lots of experience in this area, and our newest shirts, the one that I'm wearing, I'm Already Against the Next War, and Power Corrupts, are from Rye Guys. The Rye Guys, spelled WRYGUYS, ryeguys.com, are so deeply committed to the ideas of liberty that they're donating a portion of the proceeds to antiwar.com and the Future of Freedom Foundation. You can spread the ideas of liberty by wearing cool, high-quality tees from Rye Guys. And you can take 15% off at checkout with coupon code FTL. That's WRYRYGUYS.com, code FTL. Let's actually wind up, before we get back into the story about Miami, go back to the phones where we've got Jay calling in from New Hampshire. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. So I got various autonomous farm tractor. As a lot of people know, I worked in Colorado for the last 2 years, and
It was three of us last year that farmed 2,700 acres of land. And so a lot of these farm tractors, all these new farm tractors, they, you know, want that 36 or 40 foot tillage tool to like overlap 1 inch or like even a half inch for like maximum coverage, you know, fuel economy.
Sure.
So this GPS guided tractors work pretty cool. And there's actually a video on my YouTube channel of me running a tractor at night using the auto guidance. It's, I think it's Uncle Jay works a field at night, case 340. I make these Uncle Jay videos for my nieces and nephews, like see what I was doing when I was out west. But we did have a custom harvest crew come in and harvest a lot of our shell corn. And them guys had one self-propelled, totally autonomous combine that nobody was in. It was just riding around the field. And they had these grain cart tractors. They had two of them that were worked off the GPS and had no operator. And they would go right along perfectly beside the corn combine, and they would dump the grain in. And basically that harvest crew was able to save something like, the guy was saying something like, I don't know, $20,000 or $30,000 per operator he didn't have to hire for that particular harvest season.
Now, this is how far we've come. See, Jay, when I was growing up in Eastern Oregon, they would put 5 and 6 year old kids in 5 ton trucks and have them drive alongside the combine, offload that to the 5 or 6 year old kid, and then the kid would drive it to the side of the field where an adult would jump in and grab the
truck. I was that kid.
Yeah, me too. That was
my
fun.
My
too.
Dad, when we were getting hay out of the fields, I can remember my dad would, you know, electrical tape 2x4s or pieces of 4x4 to the brake and clutch pedal on the truck so we could actually reach them.
Oh,
I do remember that.
Yeah, they let us idle the trucks on the side of the field, and that was it.
I've had a story about self-driving tractors in show prep for a good while, so Jay, thanks for calling in to bring this up. These things apparently work off of radar, LIDAR, and cameras, and they will auto-detect the most efficient route around your farm and can identify any obstacles that are in the way.
And folks, this is why we still have food to eat, because the end of food, our inability to continue to produce enough food for our growing, our exploding population. You know, there was a big book, I can't remember his first name, but Ehrlich wrote in the late 1960s called The Population Bomb. Now, by the 1970s or 1980s, you know, it would be widespread famine across the world, and we were going to, our biggest killer was going to be starvation. But technology and the free market, that's what saves us. I doubt if these self-driving tractors were solely funded and created by a government program. I'd wager that this is farmers coming up with needs and getting together with people in technology to go, how can we make this work? This is what we need to do.
Probably the latter, and it appears that both New Holland and Case IH have self-driving tractors, and I'm sure that there's only going to be more to come in the next couple of years.
That'd be International Harvester, Darryl.
They all have self-driving tractors, John Deere, you know, AGCO, and they have these things you can actually report these older tractors for self-driving tractors, maybe not all of them, but you can report these older tractors with the GPS, so you can literally, actually, I fell asleep one day after working about 23 hours driving one of these tractors, because, you know, I'm literally driving like, I don't know, 3/4 of a mile or a mile before I turn around, and what woke me up was a fence alarm. What you do is you actually set it, so you drive all the way around the perimeter of the field, and like you would set the fence alarm like 20 feet to your right or whatever. And then so when you got like 50, 60 feet from the end of the field, this beep goes off. And it wakes you up. It's pretty loud. Because, yeah, it gets pretty boring out there. Like I said, with three men, myself, my stepdad, and his father, we farmed 2,700 acres of ground by ourselves last year.
That's insane.
It was insane. That's why I'm not there anymore.
Jay, thanks for the call. And you may have recognized that voice. That's Jay Noon, our new Wednesday night co-host. Let's get back into the story out of Miami. Heather, you've got this, where apparently Miami Beach has lost $3.6 million.
Okay, so it was the city of Miami Beach lost $3.6 million tax dollars. The city manager said the city is the victim of bank fraud and that he doesn't believe city employees are to blame, but details won't be clear until the investigation concludes.
I'm sorry I didn't interrupt your story.
It is quite funny.
Erupting into gales of laughter, but no, it couldn't have been a city employee.
Even though the investigation hasn't concluded. But
of course
he's
not.
He's so certain it wasn't the city employees.
No.
Two managers, though, in the finance department said they should have noticed the unauthorized transfers and resigned Wednesday.
Coincidence.
Isn't it funny how whenever something happens, there's always a government official coming up immediately with a rationale or a story? You know, before they even have a chance to investigate,
right?
There's always something. You know, car accident. There's always going to be somebody. Well, drugs and alcohol may have played a role.
Yeah.
Well, of course, that always may be the case, but they'll throw that out there to where then you've got bad journalists that will see, oh, he said in a statement that drugs and alcohol may have been involved, right. So this guy must have been drunk.
Right, and in this case, they just say, well, it could have been bank fraud. Well, yeah, it could have been a cat burglar. You know, it could have been anything. But the long and the short of it is the odds are most likely it was an inside job, because I sometimes watch movies.
Yes.
Well, he goes on to say, I don't think we could have prevented this, but we should have caught it sooner, he said in an interview, examining how internal controls failed to catch the problem immediately. This was not just 1 month of activity. We probably should have caught it earlier, and I'm trying to figure out if we did something wrong and where that happened.
Yes, you did something wrong.
You lost $3.6 million.
$3.6 million. Like, that doesn't happen because you're doing everything right.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so the account that was pilfered, which has since been closed, was a general account used to house money collected from permit fees and water bills. This money goes to pay government bills, such as payments to Miami-Dade County for drinking water. Dollars are also transferred to other city accounts for other expenses, including payroll. Sounds like somebody got a nice raise.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody decided to give themselves a raise.
Morrell said the city has sent claims to the banks that received the transfers to get the funds returned. The compromised SunTrust account is now closed and a new one with tighter monitoring has been opened. Most automatic payments have been stopped. The city staff is now reviewing transactions every day and reconciling all money being paid out in electronic transfers.
All right, so this opens up a much wider question of, should the city of Miami Beach be able to get this $3.6 million
back
from the bank? Not the entity that got this money fraudulently,
right?
But the bank. This is Free Talk Live, 855 450.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.